This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Make this holiday season with the family an interactive one at the Tech Interactive in the heart of downtown San Jose, next to Christmas in the Park. Spend hours exploring fun exhibits together. Build and program your own robot. Design and ride a roller coaster. Engineer and test your own launching device and more. Immerse yourself in exciting new worlds in the largest IMAX dome screen in the West. Get tickets now at thetech.org. That's thetech.org. The Tech Interactive, where science meets fun for everyone.
Hey, this is Stephen A. Smith from No Mercy. Festivals, football, flannels. Some say fall is their favorite time of year. And this fall, there are now updated COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against COVID-19 variants. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster shot appointment as soon as you're eligible. And don't forget to enjoy the foliage, sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
We're back to the Six Rings postgame show on WEEI.
Theme song?
This is the offense's theme song.
This is the offense's theme song. It's probably the official theme song of the offense because we really are stuck in the middle, aren't we?
Are you saying Mac or Matt?
Both.
Both.
Okay.
See, Nick was paying attention.
Because I couldn't tell. It's like frog protection and fraud protection.
Hey, has Fourier called in with his breakdown and analysis on the game?
Is he ditching us?
Wow, so it's cool if he needs us from 1 to 3 a.m. for his crusade, but he can't give us 5 or 10. We don't need him, actually, but I just want to bust his chops.
No, we don't, actually. I actually forgot he was even expected to call in.
We appreciate Kyrie Thompson from WEI.com sending in some audio that we've used in today's program. Thank you very much, Kyrie. We'll look forward to his breakdowns on WEI.com following today's 10-3 victory by the Patriots over the Jets. Wow, Andy, the Vikings-Cowboys game was so bad.
How bad was it?
They actually cut two Steelers at Bengals, or Bengals at Steelers nationally on the telecast. How about that? I do love those all-white, the white
They're
tiger
sweet.
Outfits for the Bengals. Those
They're
are sweet.
Sweet.
They might be my favorite alts. Like, this looks good. The Steelers in the all-black with the yellow trim. Ben's gals in the white with the black stripes, like that. This is football, right? Look at this. Everyone's blowing steam.
It's a classic battle. Classic. Good and bad, black and white.
There you go. Look at you.
Cowboy you drive.
Working on the narratives, huh? 617-779-7937 is the number you can use, like Mike in the car, who would like to talk about Patriots defense today. Hello, Mike.
Michael.
Hey, how you guys doing?
How are you?
I'm doing good. I want to talk about the Patriots defense and just honestly how well they've played. But he brought Pedro Martinez on. He freaking brought David Ortiz
Mike,
on.
Mike,
he
we, Mike, no, yeah, Mike, no,
oh, I'm
we,
sorry.
We,
no,
yeah,
I'm so
sorry. Yeah, well,
yeah.
Luckily, we got it. Okay.
That.
Yep. Nope. No, this is not a podcast. This isn't satellite. No.
Yep. I apologize for that. I very much apologize for that.
All good.
But,
we're good.
I think that the Patriots defense is a top five defense and that they're not getting talked about. And I think the offense has been the talk of the Patriots, and they deserve much much credit than the offense right now because they're carrying the team.
Absolutely.
That's a very fair point. We can agree to agree on that one and end the call. Thank
good
you very much,
point.
Mike. Yeah, good effing point. Hey, another stellar, and he's not going to, spoiler alert, he's not going to win player of the game. You know, may as well just do it now. Why wait till 7:24
okay.
before the broadcast is over? Patriots player of the game is, of course, brought to you by Cars for Kids, the easy way to donate your car. Donate today, and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to Cars for Kids, that's carswithak.com, or call 1-877-KARS,
Cars for Kids.
Thank you.
One, the two, biggest three. Landslide in the history of this award,
Marcus Jones.
The M. Jones on this squad.
Wow.
Yeah, he was awesome.
Yeah, I mean
that's
one of the greatest plays in Patriots. Regular season, that's one of the greatest plays in Patriots history.
Mm.
It won a game, Andy. They could have lost that game. They did some things to possibly
lose that game. They might not have lost the game. They were going overtime.
I said they might have. They also might not have. Andy, he returned a punt 84 yards with 15 seconds left and gave the Patriots
the win.
It was a
great play. I just
don't
want to put more on it.
That is one of the most exciting plays, one of the best plays in regular season
Patriots history. If they go 1-6 in the next seven and finish at 7-10.
But that's why I say this. No, because right now I believe it is because divisional game puts you in third place, helps clear a little more of the roughage around the path to the playoffs potentially. You put the Jets down, you frustrate that. Like, it's an important, like, it's a huge win. It's an important play. And again, there's no doubting how electric that play was. Like, it was spectacular.
Boogie,
absolutely
boogie.
Spectacular. Evan McPherson with field goal, 27-23, Cincinnati over Pittsburgh. Who else stood out? Let's do a little thumbs up, thumbs down, too, right now while we're at it. Obviously, thumbs up, Matthew Judon. Two more sacks, 13.5 on the season. That man is a menace.
Yeah, he pretty good. He pretty good. Did have that one where he tried to time up the snap, jumps to offsides.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew Judon would get a vote. I thought the running backs were both really good. You needed whatever offense you could muster because I don't think
Damien on the ground, Ramondre in the receiving game.
Yeah, and you needed that. And that, however that two-headed monster works or divvies it up, I think you're better when you have the two-headed monster and can do that. So they get some credit there. In all seriousness, Michael Pilardi, the new punter. And I don't even know if a lot of people listening may who's he keep saying Michael Pilardi?
Jake Bailey Pilarkey?
Went on. Yeah, not Pilarkey. Pilardi. I think I'm saying it right. I actually didn't look
it is.
For it.
No, it's okay. Pilardi.
Promoted from the practice squad, actually signed from the practice squad because Jake Bailey went on injured reserve with a back injury. Maybe.
Injured reserve.
Back injury.
That could be explaining his struggles this season, or maybe there's just regression.
Right.
Who knows?
Is the back injury creating the struggles, or did the struggles create the back injury?
Mm-hmm.
Either way, Michael Pilardi, cold day, first time kicking in the wind in the conditions of Gillette Stadium in this environment, seven times, couple inside the 20. I think he averaged like 45 and change.
We haven't even really seen that out of Jake Bailey all season.
And he had one that just missed. It actually became a touchback of being a true coffin corner. Just missed. So Michael Pilardi.
Just a bit outside.
Now, I will say, you did have two missed kicks from Nick Folk.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Belichick talked about one of them getting stopped 5 to 8 yards by the wind. But he also, I don't know if Pilardi, maybe there wasn't quite that comfort between Folk and the holder Pilardi as there might have been. So just something
usually
to keep an eye on
Jake
moving
Bailey,
forward.
Right? Yep.
But Pilardi was good. The defense in general, but the run defense was dominant.
Excellent.
Those guys up front, all of them.
Raekwon McMillan looked like he had himself a good day today, and he did
get
his hands on that punt as well, which was a terrible call by Carl Cheffers.
Bill Belichick could not
official.
Find his challenge flag. He checked the left sock, then he checked the right sock, then he went back to the left sock,
and by that time
it was too late, Bill.
I'd like to also, one more, please. Kyle Duggar.
Kyle Duggar
is like, boy, did you miss him? Did we miss him? Did they miss him?
Absolutely.
Great to have him back as well.
When you look at that defense and you try to pick out impact players, like they have a lot of rotational players, good players, but impact players, you say Judon is definitely one. Duggar's on the short list. Duggar's on the short handful of impact defensive players. They're a much better defense when he is part of the mix. So, yes, that would be the thumbs up. Are we doing thumbs down, too?
You can throw a few in there if you got any.
Okay, thumbs down. Trent Brown. Ugh. I don't know what the hell's going on. Why you didn't
I should
start.
Say, excuse me, it's the Isaiah Wynn Memorial thumbs down list.
Yeah, he's included in this because he got hurt and left. The offensive line was a debacle, but Trent Brown
Why are you not starting? Then you're being forced out there. You're not playing well when you get forced out there. You know, there were reports that he missed a couple practices during the bye week. Is he? And Bill Belichick said it was a coaching decision, so that definitely feels like a punishment, a benching, whatever you want to call it. And I don't know when he would have played if Isaiah Wynn didn't get banged up. Was Trent Brown going to come in at some specific time that they had in their mind? But the offensive line as a group, the pass protection, terrible. Six sacks again against the Jets, just like last time. Three straight games with four or more sacks for this offensive line. It is putrid. I don't know what the answer is. And my boy Jonnu Smith is going on the thumbs down list. For me, personally, I don't care about the four catches for 40 yards. I care about you running down the field with a big play, except you forgot the ball. And some people tried to give him the out.
No, he had it, and then he just let it go.
Yeah, and some people tried to say he was planning on switching hands, which, A, would have made no sense. Taking it from the outside hand to the inside hand would
make
no sense.
Why would you put it on the inside? That's exactly what you don't do.
Watch the replay. It just started popping out.
Just, like, again.
The sleeves. I'm going to blame the sleeves. I'm going to make an excuse for him. He had the
Justin Jefferson makes the catch of the year because of the gloves, but he has the fumble of the year.
Maybe he doesn't have the tackified sleeves.
Okay, well, maybe somebody could pick him up for him. Or maybe he could pick him up himself. After all, he's got 12 and a half million reasons to hold on to the damn ball.
Maybe somebody can pick him up at the airport of whichever city we ship him off to go away.
One more call before the break. Hello, David in Florida. How are you, sir?
Good evening.
What's up?
First of all, their defense, I mean, you know, 3 weeks ago when they got beat up by Chicago, when they got beat up by the Ravens, we said they were horrible, and now and they can't play well against mobile quarterbacks. The Jets, and last week, who did they beat last week? I can't remember.
Jets beat the Bills 2 weeks ago, sir.
I mean, the Jets are just a horrible, horrible. Bill Walton, like, horrible. And, I mean, yeah, the defense is playing well. Look, our offenses, but they're going to need to execute more as the season continues and against quality teams before we can say they're super. I mean, they're very good right now, but they need to learn to stop mobile quarterbacks too. Now, with the offense, mm-hmm. I think I will say, and I like that new formation that they put in during the bye week with that like wishbone where they had three backs in the backfield.
Yeah, like an inverse bone or an old wing tee or diamond, mm-hmm. whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. because if you put both Harris and Ramondre in the backfield at the same time, you don't know who's getting the ball. So it disguises things.
Yeah,
so
I like that.
I think the run game, I think, is okay. But it's the passing game that just needs a lot of work. Mm-hmm. And there's no pre-snap movement before the snap. It's just like they get there, they set up in the formation, and they hike it. You need to have some pre-snap movement, and I think that's what Patricia is lacking right now.
Thank you very much for the call, David. I appreciate that as well.
Pre-snap movement does not guarantee anything because nobody had more pre-snap movement than the Jets with that little motion around mm-hmm. And guess what? They had 103 yards. They had 2 yards in the second half. So pre-snap movement might be nice, might be fun, might help you in some ways. No guarantee you're going to be good because the Jets stunk today, too.
Yes, they did. And I'm not going to bust your chops. For saying
snunk
as well. They were.
How bad they were.
It was not a sneaky stunk. They stunk out loud as well today. But they are not our problem as well. The Minnesota Vikings will be the Patriots' problem come Thursday night as well. And they are just getting it handed to them today by the Dallas Cowboys. When we come back for our final segment, we will do a little more previewing of the game. We will take some final calls here. And, hey, you know, we'll just get crazy. We're just going to...
Take my pants off?
Wow. I wasn't expecting that kind of crazy, but you know what? Anything goes in the final segment of the Six Rings Postgame Show here on WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,